Share number 39, we're continuing Chayvus HaLevavos, Paragimel and Shaar HaBitachon. And we last time spoke about Hakdama HaRaviyas, the fourth prerequisite to Baal HaBitachon, about the person who the Chayvus HaLevavos says rebels against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thinks that he's going to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hashem will take care of him. He says he's a fool, he's not called the Beiteach Velekim. And we said over B'Shem Rav Rubinstein last time that this is not referring to us, Chas V'Shalom. We are people who are working on our bitachain, even though we do averis, it's not because we know that it's wrong and we do it to spite HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adarabba, we do averis due to the Yetzirah of passion, lust, laziness, distraction, etc. To elaborate, it's a little bit of a tangent, to elaborate on this idea, we have to realize Hashem created us with a guf, and with a neshama. We have a body and we have a soul. And our job is to nurture the neshama and make it our priority while controlling our earthly desires. The Chafetz Chaim once had the following story. Man's body is like a horse. A horse needs to be muzzled and controlled. There was once a balagala, a wagon driver, whose horse had an unbelievable appetite. And the man came crying to the Chafetz Chaim to get advice what to do. He said, Rebbe, my life is a waste of time. I work hard to transport people, and all the money I make gets eaten by my horse, because she has an insatiable appetite, and she won't work without being fed lavishly. So all my profits go to feed my horse, and I bring home nothing. And the Chafetz Chaim gave a krechs. He gave a sigh, and he said, you're not the only one. Virtually the entire world spends their lives feeding their horses. We feed our bodies lavishly and unnecessarily, and that gives our horse free rein to distract us from what's important, from bringing home a living, from bringing home Olam Haba, a Parnasa. The horse has a mind of its own, and that's our body, and our desires, and they have to be kept in check. That's what our job in life is, to control and overcome those human desires. And just to give a mashal, because it sounds ridiculous, but if we really are maminim and understand what tafkid ha'adam is, that a person is a neshama and is a guf, is a malach, and is a body, gashmias, and the gashmias is trying to get what it wants, and the guf and the neshama, I'm sorry, is trying to say this is not really good for you. As the Smag, Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol, in his Akdama, his preface, writes that there's a Mechama Gedoyla, a war going on in a person every day of his life between his neshama and his guf. And no one knows who truly wins the war until the war is over and a person goes up to Shamayim. But let's think about it. Let's say Yutaka owned a horse, and one day the horse said to you, from now on, I don't want any hay. I want charbroiled steak. No more water. I want vintage wine. And for dessert, I'll take a Bissell strawberry shortcake. What would you tell your horse? You would tell your horse, I'm the boss, and you're the horse. Eat the hay and the water, or you're starved to death. But let's say the horse one day says, no more hosing me down. I want a jacuzzi and a French bubble bath. So once again, you'll tell him, be quiet, take your hose, you'll be clean. If not, you can be all dirty and enjoy yourself. And we have a body that's like that horse, and it tells our neshama, we want, this is what it wants, and this is how we want to upgrade our physical existence. And a ben Torah and a person is supposed to feel this battle raging, like the Smag says, and strive to control the horse and hold it under his rein. Is the horse victorious? Sometimes does it slip and win? Yes, many times the horse is victorious and we're not in control and it yanks the reins away from us and goes and does what it wants. But after it's over, we feel sad, we feel frustrated. Our job is to get up and try again. Try again. But the first yesite is to understand that there's a mechama going on. No one could ever win a war, and you can't even win a battle in a war if you don't even know you're in a war. If you don't know you're battling anything, so you've lost before you started. And unfortunately, many people don't know that there's this mochama going on, and they're just being led around by the horse. The first job is to understand there's a mochama. There's your neshama telling you to do what's right, and your guf leading you to just enjoy yourself and do what's wrong. Rav Rev de Zichrein Levracha used to always say over this smag, and he used to say that one time he had to go in the, what he would call the Sha'el Tachtis, the New York subway system. And he was riding on the subway with his wife, and he looked around, and he saw all various types of personalities, Vahamei Vinyavin, not talking about the high class of society. And he turns to his wife and he says, I don't really see that these people have the Smag's Milchama going on. He says, I don't see anybody with the Smag's Milchama. The Smag said every person has a Milchama between his neshama and his guf. I don't know. I don't see the Milchama going on. His wife used to look at him and say, I don't understand you. What are you looking at these people for anyways? I don't even notice them. Just mind your own business. And he used to quip jokingly and say, I always need a good story for my shiurim. So that's why I'm always looking around for new schaira. But the Yisayid HaDavar is that we can't be like those people. If we just let ourselves be pulled around by the horse is pulling the owner around and telling it where it wants to go, and what it wants to do, what it wants to eat, and what it wants to drink. That's absurdity. And that's like the wagon driver who says, my horse is eating up all of my parnas, I have nothing left. The first thing is to understand, Rav Brevda used to always say, that there's a mechama going on. If you don't know there's a war going on, you can't win. That's step number one. Will you win every battle in the beginning? Probably not. Because first you have to find out that there's a war. But slowly but surely, if you understand there's a war and battles going on, you'll be able to win some and you'll lose many. But you'll be on the mahalach of understanding what purpose in life is. We're not angels, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't expect us to be angels. We live now in a generation of Mayasa ben Veloyechta. We're practically set up for failure almost. But we have to realize that we have to make our best effort and understand that we could still be a Beiteach Ba'Hashem. Still be a Beiteach Ba'Hashem, because the Chavis HaLevavis, as we said last time, is talking about someone who rebels against Hashem. We're doing our best, little by little, moving one step forward, two steps back. But as long as we're still in the game, as long as we're still in the fight, we have that chance. It's not always about winning every fight, but it's about staying in the fight. And that is first with the understanding of realizing what's the tafkid of a person in this world. Is it to eat and drink and enjoy himself like the horse? Or is it to bring home? Home meaning to Olam Haba, when his neshama is going to go back home to where it started from and where it was created. What's he going to bring home? What parnasa? And that's something that every person has to think about and understand. And through being a Beiteach BaKadosh Baruch Hu and dedicating oneself to Limud HaTorah, to learning Musar, and to improving self-control, a person is able to grow in his Avodah in this world.